This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
The Beatles for you this morning. Hey, we need some help with this computer. I can't get it to work. I've been beating on it here. Maybe it'll help me a little later. Good morning, though, and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with my stupid computer in here, and my partner, Big Ed Davis. We thank you for being with us. It is Friday, June the 10th. Moving right along in this month. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Kelly Vlahos of the Quincy Institute about how the Biden foreign policy is largely responsible for our record high gas prices, what he did overseas and with Russia. So we'll take a look at that in a few minutes. And the January 6th committee hearings, they got underway in prime time, of all things, last night. I think it was on the major networks, was it not? I did not watch it, I must admit. But I understand it was a real theatrical event. So we'll get some thoughts on all of that from the proprietor of the Barber Poll. I'm sure he was glued to his television last night, probably switching channels back and forth so he could get different perspectives on the January 6th committee hearings. Andrew Cerasi. So stay tuned for that a little later in the show. And while the media is screaming about January 6th, virtually crickets on the planned assassination of a Supreme Court justice. Have you heard much on the mainstream media about that? I don't think so. So we're going to take a look at the double standard later in the show. And in our ultimate top 10, we finally get to the last 10 states, alphabetically, where the best movies per state were filmed. So we're going to tell you those states and the best movie filmed in those states towards the end of our program. By the way, Freedom Works, sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Hey, guys, best haircut you can get. I got to get over there. It's getting really over the ears here. But they're located in Dunedin, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Great Overcash Plaza. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. Andrew's Master Barbershop. Call for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. And I hope you're listening to the Senior Voice America radio show. It comes on before our program. Sort of like, you know, when the Dog Act preceded Elvis Presley? Ed, you remember those? When Elvis Presley would come on in Las Vegas, they had a nice dog act or they had an acrobatic act.
No.
I don't either, but I was making that up to tease them. And Senior Voice America is a great show. I actually listened to it. They do a very good job. Tim Bryce and Berkeley Badger and friends. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Ed, I'm sure you were glued to your television.
Well,
You weren't watching it. You were just glued to it.
To tell you the truth, Fox was not going to carry it.
Really?
Yeah, because I checked the schedule lineup for that night, and Fox was running their shows. So during the Lightning intermission, I flipped over to watch my MasterChef, and it was on.
So, and you were delighted.
I figured, well, let's hear what these morons have to say now. And all I can say is, after all, I didn't watch the whole thing, but you didn't have to watch the whole thing. After all that was done, and that was a made-for-Hollywood event. Not only what it cost for airtime, it was a former ABC News producer that put the whole thing together, blah, blah, blah. After all of that happened last night, and you showed all of America this, Did it help with gas prices? Did it help put baby formula on the shelves? Did it help with the inflation numbers?
Apparently not the inflation numbers. We got a new record.
Okay. Did it
not
help?
One iota.
Did it help bring Americans together like they said? Or did it drive them further apart?
I think you're right. It was a stage.
So who did this really benefit? They wanted to show Americans so bad what happened on January 6th and the travesty that happened. Which they lied mostly to when they said that the police officers...
The only person that was killed in that whole thing was a woman walking through the thing, and she shouldn't have been going in there
right
at that time. But she wasn't going after anybody to hurt anybody. And the guy, the Capitol police officer, shot into the crowd and she died.
But the way they worded it, that five officers were killed as a result of the January 6th...
No, they weren't.
Well, they weren't. They died. Some of them died of...
Some guy had a heart attack.
A heart attack.
That's not being
killed.
There
was suicide. And there was one guy that they reported at the beginning was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And blunt force trauma killed him. No, he had a stroke.
Yeah. No, there was
And it wasn't because he was hit in the head, by the way, because you might say that.
That's true. It was... Look, this is the gleeful event for Democrats. The gleeful event for Democrats. I hate to say this, but whenever some sort of a mass shooting or anything that Republicans do in a crowd that gets on other people's nerves, they're gleeful, and they'll make it into something, quite frankly, that it really isn't, and that's not right. I think most people see through it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
We haven't condoned what those people did.
No.
That broke windows, that went through. They were wrong.
Yes.
Go after them. Get them.
But how many times have we heard when Black Lives Matter and march and there's people that loot the stores and burn vehicles and stuff?
And lots of people
are
injured.
There's a lot of bad
then.
Apples, but don't treat us all in the same. Well, the same thing can be said about what happened. There were people there. A Jew that was on the program sitting in your chair was actually there from Senior Voice America. She didn't go into the Capitol. She was there to march for President Trump.
90% of the people were doing just that. And as Trump said, let's march peacefully. He used the word peacefully.
These people are so afraid that he gets reelected. So afraid. Because, listen, if he gets reelected... After him is DeSantis. They won't sniff that presidential chair for 12 years.
So here we go. And needless to say, it was a theatrical show, and it was all one-sided. I did not watch 1 minute of it. I must tell you, I was enjoying the hockey game, and I really was. We'll talk about that later. So I think most people were not watching it. It will be very interesting to see, despite the major media, it'll be interesting to see how many people actually stayed with
it. And mind you, they showed 12 minutes of video last night out of over 200 hours. So they pick and chose what to show you. They don't show you other parts of it, only the parts they want you to see.
It's a liberal media event. Let's be honest about it.
Pravda.
It's a liberal media event. We're going to talk a little bit later about how the attempted, and this guy was a nut that went after Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, I think he called himself in. He called the police and said what he was about to do. So he was looking to be arrested, whether he would really have tried to kill him. But he was armed to the teeth, and you don't hear a thing about it. I'll bet the mainstream media's coverage... I bet there wasn't one word on any of the major stations about it during that January.
There was one congresswoman that was crying about the January 6th thing. We need to feel safe if we're serving this country. We have to feel safe. But when Judge Kavanaugh's, his house is being paraded on, and there's a death threat, you know, there's an attempt on his life.
It serves him right.
It's kind of like, well, it's over there. I'm not worried about it.
Of course. Hypocrisy. Anyway, let's take our break, and we'll jump off of this delightedly and jump onto this idea that Biden's foreign policy may largely be responsible for those record high gas prices.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Friday. Isn't it nice to have a weekend to look forward to? Yes, it is. Delighted to have back Kelly Vlahos. She is a senior advisor at the Quincy Institute. We're talking with Kelly this morning about Joe Biden's foreign policy, such as it is, I guess, and how it's largely responsible. The foreign policy, mind you, not the domestic policy, the foreign policy, largely responsible for our horrible gas prices. Kelly, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
You know, I put $70 worth of gas in my little car, and it's not a big car. It's just a little Altima, two-door, into the tank of my car. It didn't even fill it up. $70. There isn't, yep. I mean, I cannot think of a worse thing, I can't think of anything that would better sweep Democrats out of office than what is going on, and Joe Biden in the same way. But we're going to tie it into the foreign policy of Joe Biden. How exactly is his foreign policy affecting gas prices?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be completely facetious, because I am of the mind that the foreign policy is a large aspect of it, but it's not the entire reason why we're seeing these prices at the gas tank. And by the way, I went through the same thing. I was filling my Corolla up, and it was going past $60, and I was like, I thought there was something wrong with the pump.
Yes.
And I stopped. I didn't even finish filling it up. I'm like, oh my God, I've never
put I've overfilled
money into my car before. Yeah. But what bothers me about Biden is that he keeps saying this business about the Putin price hike. And talk about facetious. I mean, I, along with Quincy, and I'm sure many people listening, have been absolutely repulsed by the invasion of Ukraine by Russia in February. But it's my belief that the reaction to that invasion, which is including some of the most severest sanctions on Russia on any country we've ever seen in history, have a role to play with the absolute implosion of the economy, the global economy right now. It's not the only reason why we're seeing this crisis, but it's a big part. I mean, we've sanctioned the central banks. We have sanctioned all of their oligarchs. We've had this oil and gas embargo. We've pressured the EU to do the same, but they haven't done a complete embargo. But I mean, I don't know what we expected when we set into motion the sanctioning of this globalized, interconnected economy. And then the Russians respond by blockading the Black Sea and all the exports coming out of there.
Yes.
And so it's a tit for tat going on. And for Biden to act as though this is all Putin's fault is just an oversimplification, because now we have gone and we have to go hat in hand to our allies in the Middle East, beg them to increase oil production, which they did agree a few days ago to do that. It's not going to meet any of the goals for production, and the prices haven't gone down. But now we're going to peace. We're going to our supposed enemies in Venezuela, looking for oil wherever we can get it. And it's not just for us. We don't really import any oil from Saudi Arabia anymore, but it's to keep the global pricing down.
Yeah.
And then Europe, they got their whole other problem with, you know, actually, they're in a real energy crunch. So for him to just blame Putin for everything, to me, is just so disingenuous.
It is. And think about the rest of his foreign policy, like you just mentioned, Saudi Arabia. So now we're going to develop another strategic partnership with a state that he called a pariah state not long ago. So we got that going on as well. I mean, this whole foreign policy thing, we know it's been a disaster. It's been a disaster since he tried to pull out the troops the way he did from Afghanistan. Everything has gone wrong. I would submit that we wouldn't even have a Ukrainian war if it wasn't for the fact that Russia thought that Biden is almost milquetoast and it wasn't going to do anything. I think if Trump was still president, and this is just me saying this, I think if Trump was still president, I don't think Putin would have attacked the Ukraine. I just don't. Anyway, we got all of this domino effect. I think gas prices are now $5. That's the national average. $5? Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's at $4.89 where I'm living in Arlington, Virginia, right across from the Imperial City. And in the Imperial City. The gas prices were $6.23. Like, who the heck is going to stop at a Washington, D.C. gas station if they can go literally across a bridge and get $4.89? I don't know, but that just gives you...
That's scary, isn't it?
...how Washington operates. But yeah, I mean, it's just, this is the thing. I had talked to some people. There are people on the right, maybe on your, you know, in your audience who think that Biden is deliberately doing this to get us off fossil fuels and be able to ram his environmental green agenda through. I just can't think why he would want to face an election in November, which he's already expected to be crushed.
Yeah, these guys aren't going to be around for the Green New Deal. Isn't that true? Think about it. They're not going to be around for it because nobody will vote them back in after they're spending $6 a gallon for gas. Even in California, they got troubles with a lot of the congressmen.
They got troubles, and it's not just the gas. It's the prices at the grocery store, at the big box stores, everything. People are living paycheck to paycheck all over the spectrum. Of course he's going to say this is Putin's price hike. But why the heck, if we're getting off of this pandemic in which the economy was already in the dump, you know, unemployment, inflation creeping up, all sorts of uncertainty, that you decided, you know, okay, we wanted to punish Putin for his invasion. But to basically put all your eggs in the basket with these sanctions and basically shift all the attention, all your resources, you know, sending $50 billion to this country in weapons and aid, you know, when you got all this other stuff happening, I think Americans are looking, I'm like, what the heck is he doing?
Yeah.
What is his strategy?
I think a lot of people would forgive Biden for censuring Russia as far as buying their energy, etc., because of what Putin has done. I mean, we're all in agreement with that. But you're saying that there are other things that he has done, and it's sort of like linking up with the other things. Well, let's get to the for instance, the pipelines. He allows, or at least at one point he was going to allow, when he came into the White House, the linkage of a pipeline from Russia into Germany. That was going to be okay. But at the same time, he shuts down the prospects for going on with the Keystone Pipeline.
Right, right.
So there was what is behind that? That's like saying we don't mind if you know because they want green energy in our country. We don't mind if you people in Europe make dirty oil. So we're going to allow you the pipeline, but not here. But now we'll go and buy your dirty oil. We'll go to Venezuela. We'll go to Saudi Arabia, you know, and we'll buy your dirty oil there because we'll make it cleaner here. But we don't want to make any oil here. So what's going on? I don't know why they're doing that.
I mean, I think the Biden administration and I honestly believe all politicians in my lifetime, all leaders in White Houses, I haven't seen a good one in a long time, are all seat of the pants. Everything is in reaction mode. So what you have here is a White House that was already reacting to a global pandemic and its economic impact and repercussions, reacting to an invasion of Russia against Ukraine, and reacting in a way where they felt like it was politically beneficial. Well, we got to be strong. We got to be tough. We got to sanction the hell out of them. They didn't bother, and we know this, doing any real diplomacy ahead of this invasion to try, which would have been the best thing for the world if this invasion never happened. And once the invasion happened, they just go full bore, which is crashing into, as you mentioned, their Green New Deal, green environmental policy interests that they had. So they have all this left, saying you have to get us away from fossil fuels, we got to invest in renewables. At the same time, we're in an energy crisis in which he's got to scramble around looking for all of those fuels. And so what does he do? He's going around the rest of the globe looking for fossil fuels and not encouraging the drilling and what he could do domestically because he knows he'd get killed by his left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's frozen in place. We're talking with Kelly Vlahos, senior advisor at the Quincy Institute. We're talking a little bit about this mess with the price of gas, which, by the way, affects everything else. And I guess we now have hit a 40-year high, Kelly, with inflation. It surged 8.6%. Is that from a year ago? I take it must be.
Yeah.
So everything is going up. It starts to me with gas because whatever you're buying, I don't care where you're getting it from, a truck brought it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And they pay even higher rates, I guess, for diesel fuel. So what did you say the price was in D.C. itself? How much was
it? I passed a gas station yesterday on the way home. It was $5.23.
$5.23. Okay.
That's unbelievably high, and I've noticed for some reason, that gas station is always higher than anywhere else.
Oh, it is.
Where I'm in Northern Virginia. But, I mean, $5.20.
And they can cross over the bridge there and get your Virginia rates. What the hell are they going to do?
That's Desperation Alley right there. That's when you are on E and you know you might not make it across the bridge.
That must be it.
That particular gas station.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're doing, as I would say, don't look at the man behind the curtain from Wizard of Oz with the January 6th hearings. We got to go and wave the flag. Hey, look over here. Mm-hmm. We're going after Republicans, basically, and people that were upset with the election. And we'll kind of forget about all these other things for a while. You know, inflation, the border, gas prices. Mm-hmm. Baby formula? That must be a scary item. Baby formula. I can't relate to it, of course, anymore, but my God, I can imagine somebody with three or four young ones and an infant or two. Can you imagine without... that's a panic mode thing.
I mean, this is like you couldn't build a Netflix series with a better premise if you wanted to have like some like diabolical like political plot point by saying that baby formula was somehow disappearing from the shelves of America. I mean, it just seems so unreal to me.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I guess we're going to find out just how bad things really became when November, if it ever rolls or if ever gets here. I think a lot of us are wishing it would get here a lot sooner. But I want to thank you, Kelly, for being with us as always. And I look forward to our talking again down the road.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. All right, Kelly Vlahos from the Quincy Institute. We're going to take our break. When we come back, the January 6th committee, oh, yeah, you know, we got, what, 6 days of this? I don't know. A real theatrical event. We'll get some thoughts on it, as well as a few other things, from the proprietor of the Barber Pole, Andrew Ceresi.
Coming to ya on a dusty road. Good loving, I've got a truckload.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street by co-host and financial veteran Berkeley Badger. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over 4 decades.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. It's a Friday. Yippee! So I guess Biden wandered onto the stage for Jimmy Kimmel or something Wednesday night. I thought maybe Jimmy Kimmel, this, I'm really out of it. I never watched the show. I wouldn't know the guy if he landed on me, but I guess it's on at midnight during the
week. We didn't get to discuss it. I did watch that.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, Ed.
First off, it was an hour late, which was a good thing.
Yeah, it was at midnight or something.
Well, no, it usually comes on 11:30, but it was after the basketball game ended.
Oh, okay. All right.
12:30. So, of course, yes, they started with bringing him out and this huge standing ovation that just kept going and going and going. I don't know how they found that many people to clap, but anyway,
well, you can imagine.
But
the kind
you of could, you know. And first of all, this is how stupid this is. I know Andrew's on, but he starts out by one small joke on Biden. He says, "We're going to bring out President Biden here in a few minutes to find out which basket the hell is going into, this country's going into, whatever." Ha ha ha. Then he spent 2 minutes on Trump. That he said. Now Fox is telling. Saying that I'm not qualified to ask great questions. Well, let's take a look at their career asking Trump questions. And they spent 2 minutes asking him dumb questions like, you know, how's your golf game and everything. Well,
they edited out all the questions.
I remember them asking Biden about what flavor ice cream he likes.
Oh, of course.
So anyway, they did that real quick.
Well, you know it was going to be a
hit job. Yeah, and they did that real quick. And then he did a skit, which this was... shows you why he's fourth in a three-man race. They did a skit with one of his personnel people, a very nice lady, whatever, and they gave her a fake rub that the Secret Service is going to vet you first before they can clear you, and they were asking her some questions that were really bizarre, and then they asked her to cite the Pledge of Allegiance, and she couldn't.
Oh, boy.
That made them look stupid.
Of course
she went,
it did.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of... the United States stands something, something. And oh, I'm not talking about a kid. She's got to be at least 40 years old, at least.
Oh.
It just made them look stupid.
Yeah.
And every time Biden was in trouble, and you got to remember, what we saw was edited because it was filmed at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So they had a chance to edit out even said he still looked dumbfounded.
I just want to know if Biden was able to get up there. I guess he walks on stage.
He
didn't
and
fall down or anything, right?
Every time he'd get a thought going, he'd go, okay. And he backs off.
All right. Andrew, wake up. We want to talk to you. Sorry about that. I want to ask Andrew two things. Did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel show with Biden? That's number one. I know what the answer is. And number two, and I know the answer to this one, did you watch any part of the January 6th hearings last night?
Well, you wasted two questions.
I did, didn't I?
Now, you know, Paul, okay. I got to tell you, they must have lost the audience in Florida and New York. I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it was on the same time as the Lightning game. What do you
exactly?
Watch?
There wasn't
you gotta
one.
Be kidding. Listen, if you think I'm going to sit there and watch their freaking clown show, you know all that is trying to discredit Trump. I saw a little bite how Bill Barr he really turned. You know, I hate these people, Paul. I despise them. I hate them. If they walked in front of me, I would run them over.
Now, I just, in a way, I kind of like Bill Barr because he had a lot of, I thought, backbone during his tenure. Now, he disputes the election was won by Trump, and he just says that. He has a right to say that, and I know Trump turned on him, but he has a right to say that. He says that. I mean, I don't know. Bill Barr, to me,
he's got a right to say it, Paul, but the fact is, with all the evidence that's out there, he's being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The guy's a moron. He's being stupid. He flip-flops just like Charlie Crist. These people got no place in Washington. They need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, obviously, you didn't watch the committee like I didn't watch the committee.
Well, let me tell you something. You know the money they're wasting on it? What they should do is take advertisements out in the middle of that thing showing how inflation is 8.6%.
Right.
If I was a Republican, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be buying commercials showing people at the gas pumps, Paul.
Well, this is the old bait and switch, you know.
It's inside out.
Yeah, of course. This is a bait and switch, right?
Of
they want to dominate the mainstream media's time with this circus so that we gloss over all of these horrible things that are going on. People, of course, are not going to. They might cast an eye for a moment at this thing. It ain't upsetting anybody. Let's be honest. Nobody thinks that those people that wandered into the Capitol building were going to shoot anybody. They weren't out for blood.
Only one person got shot, Paul. Only one person got shot.
I know.
It was a woman by one of the security guys.
Exactly.
There, okay?
That's what we were saying.
They should have been put in jail.
Were there any guns?
And that's another thing. They were waving. I saw them waving flags. I'm sure they had a bottle can opener or two. But other than that, I didn't see any guns.
You know, Paul, all this is a distortion from what everything that's going on. Hey, we haven't heard nothing about Roe versus Wade no more, have we?
Well, as a matter of fact, that's the other thing. Crickets when it comes to an assassination attempt on Judge Kavanaugh, a Supreme Court justice.
That's right.
I mean, if that's not trying to overturn our government and the way we run things, I don't know what is. That's a real attempt.
The government has got the people turned upside down, empty in their pockets.
Yep.
Okay? The biggest news today should be 8.6% inflation, faster than the 8.3% in April.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I have a story on it. Inflation hit a 40-year high.
How about the gas? $4.89 a gallon.
Yep.
Going to be $6. $4 July. And then these.
You're being kind. The average price is $5, Amber.
That's what I'm saying. And it'll be
$5
by July.
No, it's hit $5 right now.
Right, but I'm saying
$6. Oh, I'm sorry.
July.
I'm sorry. Yes.
By July the 4th.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing. They want to get rid of July the 4th and celebrate on June 13th or whatever the hell it is.
Juneteenth.
What is wrong? What the hell is wrong? They need to be slapped on the side of their heads. They're turning
right.
This country inside out, Paul, the people upside down, and all they're trying to do is keep Trump out of office. Well, I got news for you. All they're doing is pushing him into office.
Yeah,
Paul.
I think you're right.
In case they're wondering.
I think, you know, we're always, let's be honest, we are always behind the curve. It's like... right now, I think the pendulum is swinging the other way, and maybe a lot of us don't realize it. that it is swinging back towards family values, towards responsible police protection, you know, towards all the things that made our country what it was, you know, free markets, and all of that. I think the pendulum's going back to some extent. People, we are seeing the effects of what socialism does. We are watching it when you get rid of your police department, you know, and do all of these things. Go ahead.
It's very simple math, Paul. You hit the people in the pocket, they will turn on you.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. Period. Right.
Period, Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, people can't get baby formula. My wife went to Wendy's yesterday, as a matter of fact, and she ordered a salad. She wanted a salad. Guess what?
What?
She had to get a chicken sandwich instead. You know why?
Why?
They couldn't get any lettuce, Paul.
Really?
Wendy's could not get lettuce. So she had to get a chicken sandwich, and it says without the lettuce. So she says, yeah, without the lettuce.
That's kind of scary. I mean, that comes from California, a lot of that lettuce.
Okay, Paul, so you're not hearing about this. I can't believe these damn news medias put the crap they put on television instead of showing what's really going on. I mean, it's shame.
Oh, of course it is.
I don't think that the main news channels or the main channels on television should be owned privately. I think they should be owned by the people, Paul.
Well, now that scares me. I'd rather have them owned privately. I don't want any communist approach. We've already got the people's networks.
Paul, if it's owned privately, look what's happening here. You got three private people that own these companies, I guess, that are three flaming liberals, and that's all they do is push their propaganda.
Well, we've got Fox News. We've got News Network or whatever. And then we got...
They took One American News off, Paul.
Oh, really?
That's right, because the channel or the people that own the channel didn't want them on no more because they're too conservative.
Oh, okay. What you're saying is it's not available, but I mean it's still alive, and right?
It's still alive, yeah. I guess. But, yeah. You know.
Then we got Newsmax. So
this is being controlled, Paul. Yeah. So you got two channels versus 30.
But don't you want free market running? I mean, you might say I don't like this particular channel, but if you got the One American News or you got Newsmax
Paul,
or you got Fox.
The main thing is this, Paul.
Yeah.
The mainstream people in this country watch the three mainstream channels.
Yeah, I know, but
brainwashed by this.
Well, again,
so would we have to educate the people to watch other channels in school then, right?
I would tell you this: Fox News is the most watched cable station in the country, and it's been there that way for quite a while. Those three networks you're talking about, yeah, they still dominate when you tie them all together, but they've been losing their kick as well.
No, they better lose a lot more, Paul.
Yeah,
because they still got 38% of the people that are being stupefied by these people.
Well, I another thing about having all one side like this January 6th deal with the prime time, you're boring the hell out of people. They're not going to watch it. They're going to change the channel and find something else anyway.
Look at that.
I can't watch it.
They already said that, what's her name? The old vice president's daughter, Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney.
They're comparing her to Brad, what's his name? The guy that just went on trial with his wife there. I didn't watch that either. The movie star.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. They're saying that Liz Cheney is his wife.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They're saying she's...
Johnny Depp married Liz Cheney?
Yeah. No. Liz Cheney is acting like his ex-wife there.
And oh, I see what you mean.
Through her teeth.
Yeah.
They disgust me, Paul. They're the most vile, disgusting people in the world. And they're allowed to be in Washington. That's what's running our country. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
Do you wonder why we're falling apart? Look at these morons.
I'm just looking at the stock market, and it's bad news. We're down 670 points right now.
It's beautiful.
Oh, you like it?
It's great, Paul. I think that's great, Paul, because you know
what? Not me.
People that are investing their money are going to realize what's going on because half of them are Democrats.
Well,
right?
If you look at it, that the stock market hit its lowest point, I believe, right after the pandemic started when Trump was still in office. It was down right around 19,000. And before he left office, he'd gotten it up to 27,000, which means it was an 8,000-point recovery, which they said would take years and years and years. And the economy kept growing, and it kept going up and going up. And Trump said eventually that stock market's going to fall, and you're going to be paying $5 gasoline. Guess what?
He's on the money.
What but was it when, Ed?
I'm going to be a financial advisor right now.
Yeah?
I've never bought
I know where you,
in
you,
my life. Okay?
Yes?
I feel if I'm going to gamble, I'm going to take my money to Las Vegas and gamble it myself.
And you'd be a financial advisor?
And I'd tell everybody, I buy real estate, buddy. Forget the gambling. Forget the stock market. Because you know what? I did nothing but invest in real
Andrew,
estate.
Andrew, you that's put all your money under the mattress. You put all your money under the mattress. I know how you are. Hey, it's always a pleasure talking with you. You know what? We're going to get through this one way or the other. I think come November, the tsunami will arrive.
Well, I'm hoping so, yeah. Paul, because we can't take much more of this.
No, you're right. We can't.
Anyway, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'll talk
right,
with you
we'll
Monday.
Talk to you later.
All right, buddy.
It's going to rain all weekend, you know what?
Good. I'm glad. We need it. Oh, don't you like that?
You know I like the rain, yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, outside, we need it badly.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it's humid here, too. I always feel like, for some reason, it cools things off. Anyway, let us take our final break. When we come back, we're going to look at the double standard between the January 6th hearings, mainstream media, and crickets on the attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I gave we are back girl for the final segment of Freedom Works this Friday morning, and I want to thank you so very much for listening to us. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. Ed puts all our shows on podcast. Bless his heart. So you can listen to us anytime you want. You don't have to stick around between 10 and 11 because, you know, if you go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, he's always very good about getting the most current program up there, and you'll have a choice of all our recent programs as well. So go to ourfreedomworks.com and click on the podcast button and take your pick. Okay, so enough about the talk that of the January 6th televised hearings yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about this thing with Justice Brett Kavanaugh. House Democrats yesterday pushed away consideration of Senate-approved legislation that would offer additional protection for the Supreme Court. They've decided in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and the gang, that there's no rush. No rush after this nut. Let me get his name here. His name was Nicholas John Roski. He's 26, came out of California with gun, ammo, knife, pepper spray, screwdriver, zip ties, and other gear in hand. When he was arrested on the block where Brett Kavanaugh's family and Brett Kavanaugh live. He actually phoned in his own, he reported himself to the police. So they ran down the street and they grabbed him. So he wanted to be caught, apparently.
So now this is the same guy that has a parade in front of his house, right?
Yeah, we've got all these people showing up.
Why can't that be shut down completely because of the threat?
You know, we already have a law on the books that says you cannot.
I know, but they're not enforcing it.
That's right. Why? I don't even think we need another law. If you want to know the truth, we got too many damn laws on the books now.
They're worried about insurrection into the Capitol, and isn't that the same thing?
Let's enforce the law that we have.
Why don't we show up at Nancy's house?
I think a few people have actually shown up, but not enough.
Get through the empty vodka bottles.
Exactly. I want to get one of those 402 flavored ice cream. She's got it all in her refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has been arrested, and the Congress does not want to impose the kind of protection that they scream about when it came to the January 6th committee situation. House Minority Leader, that's Kevin McCarthy, he's a Republican, made a consent request Tuesday, to bring this legislation to the attention of the House. It would increase security for justices. And this is, again, based on the attempted hit job on conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh. But they are pushing that back. And I'll tell you another thing that Nancy Pelosi said about it. She said, well, we also want the staff to be protected inside of that bill. I'm thinking, okay, wait a second. You're protecting the Supreme Court justices, okay? You're supposed to be protecting them. When you start going into this thing about, well, we got to have the staff in there, the whole thing's going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was thinking about, is this a backhanded way of stopping that probe into the leak on Roe versus Wade? You know what I mean by, you know, we're gonna see to it that the staff is protected. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's going to be somebody on one of those judges, one of the staff people that may have made the leak.
It's amazing we can't find out who that is. Amazing.
Yeah, that's another thing. When are we going to get the culprit that did that? Okay, before we go to our top 10, and of course we want to talk about a very exciting game last night. Both of us, I think, watched it. And the Lightning won it 3-1, and they are now up 3-2 in the Stanley Cup playoffs. If they win tomorrow night, they will go to the finals against the Colorado Rockies. So my question is, do you think they will come home and win this game tomorrow night to end it?
I'll keep saying no. Every time I say no, they win. So
okay, we'll say no.
I'll just keep saying no. I'll keep picking them to lose.
Did you
all
watch
the
game at all?
Yeah, I did. That's what I said.
Pretty
I was,
good, wasn't it?
I was watching that, and I flipped over during the intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Is all they do is talk about New York anyway. Yeah.
A friend of mine who doesn't know sports very well, she's kind of funny. She says she calls it the halftime between periods. It's the halftime. I said, oh. It's the halftime, yes. We're going to have two halftimes.
Two halftimes equal a whole time?
You know, Lola, our beloved station owner, she watches the games with relish and a hot dog and some ketchup. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. You enjoyed the game?
I did.
All right.
And it was nice that the Rays went earlier and swept the...
Your buddies, the Rays.
They swept the Cardinals.
So are we? Is there hope anew?
I don't know. You know, that could change weekly. You know.
Yeah, I know.
It changes weekly.
Yeah, you don't have as much faith in the Rays as you do in the Lightning, correct?
You know, it's back and forth. I mean, they were down 2-0. The Rays.
They were.
I mean, the Lightning. They were down 2-0. Yeah. So who knows?
The people around me, it was amazing. They were very confident, even when we were down 2-0. More so than I was. If you want another trip.
Nothing's better than going into New York and shutting them up.
That's true. It's kind of a nice, warm feeling. All right. Time for our top 10, and I'll be lucky if I can find all 10 of them on here. Look at this, Ed. This is the sheet. And the people that made this top 50 states didn't put the states in order, so I've always had to go around finding what were the next states in alphabetical order. But we'll find them. Here we go. Number, let's go to if I can find it here, South Dakota. Ed had to get over on the drums. South Dakota, Dances with Wolves. And that was a 1990 movie. I watched that movie. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. All right. The next one.
Had it.
What's that? Okay. I'm finding number two here. This is like a bad movie because I've got all of these in a bad order. But let's go with Virginia. Just go with Virginia. Virginia. There was a movie called Lincoln. Did you see that by any chance?
Never saw that one.
It was very high. It was that guy. Is he an Irish actor? He's won a lot of Oscars, however, that played in it. How about Wyoming? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If this is the best movie they made in Wyoming, they're in trouble. The Django Unchained.
That was a good movie.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was with Jamie Foxx.
Okay, I
apologize.
That
was a good movie.
I didn't see it.
Funny and still good.
I thought it was just I thought it was one of these exploitation movies.
Yeah, it was funny. Good. It was about a slave that revolts. It was great.
Well, I stand corrected. How about Going to Utah? Jeremiah Johnson. That was with what's his name? The guy that lives in Utah. I can't even think of him. Robert. Come on, help me out. Yeah.
I don't know anybody in Utah.
Yeah, you do. Certainly you do. He was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Come on. I can't think of his name. Anyway, Jeremiah Johnson was a good movie. Let's see. Who else do we need to go to here? Hold on. I'll find it. Oh, Vermont. Beetlejuice. I didn't know it was made there.
That was good. And you know Beetlejuice 2 is coming up.
No.
They're filming it right now.
Same actors?
Same actors. Everybody's coming back.
You mean our friend, the mayor of
Michael
New York?
Michael Keaton?
The mayor of New York is going to be playing.
That's Chicago.
Oh, I mean Chicago. Yeah. No, she's not.
Michael Keaton's coming back. Keaton? I think Gina Davis is coming back.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Gina Davis still alive?
Was it Gina Davis that was in it? Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. I'll go with whatever you say. How about this state, Washington?
Alec Baldwin was in that too. I don't know if he'll be back.
Alec Baldwin won't be back. That I can tell you. Anyway, roll the drum for Washington. I don't know anything about this movie. Captain Fantastic?
No.
Why wouldn't in the state? Well, I can't think of it, so I won't say it. Anyway, Captain Fantastic. All right, did we do all of the states here? This is. I can't even read my sheet anymore, folks. I apologize. Let's see if there's any others that I missed. Oh, Tennessee. The Green Mile? Did you see The Green Mile?
Yeah.
1999? That was
in Tennessee. Wow, I thought that was somewhere in
there. Wasn't that the movie with Tom Hanks, or am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Michael, what was his name, died very early, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good
movie.
He
wasn't really very tall. He wasn't tall at all.
No, they made him look huge.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you so very much. We will be back on Monday. Please have a great weekend, and remember, freedom works.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control. She was tired, cause her mind was dragging. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Cause like a picture she was laying there.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Feel like a trip to the grocery store or the gas station is getting more expensive by the day? You are correct. Inflation hit a new four-decade high in May. Prices climbed at an annual rate of 8.6% on the